You're back listening to Green Left Radio on 3CR, and now we have Les Thomas joining us on the show. Les Thomas is a singer-songwriter, grassroots activist and storyteller from Naam, and his music has always been in solidarity with the oppressed, refugees, migrants, the dispossessed, socially excluded and marginalized peoples. And a good proportion of his live performances have been at rallies, picket lines and on the back of trucks at protests. Good to have you back on the show, Les.
Thanks, Chloe. I really appreciate you having me on the launch day for the new album.
Yeah, it's very exciting. Tell us about your new album, All My Friends Are Superstars, that's being launched soon. We just played one of your songs for listeners to have a listen to. It was, it was really good.
Thank you. So the album's been several years in the works, titled, as you said, All My Friends Are Superstars, kind of in tribute to the amazing music community that sort of surrounds me in this part of the world. And, I've been working on it with my friend and producer, Stephen Grady. And, it includes 11 songs across many, many different themes. Some of them being political in nature, some of them being a lot more personal, and everything in between, really, because the personal is political, as we know. Mm-hmm. Today's the big day where it starts getting out into the world and hopefully getting a life of its own. I've been getting great responses from people who've been listening so far and getting behind it in the form of supporting my possible campaign and so on. And I have you to thank as a show that helped to drum up support for that. And, I'm looking forward to releasing or doing a launch for the album on the 29th of October at the Wesleyan in Northcote, followed by an extensive East Coast tour with around about 12 different dates up the East Coast to Brisbane and back. So, it's an exciting time in my musical life. The last time I released a full-length album was literally 10 years ago. I have released multiple singles since then, but, an album is a big deal.
Yeah, and we, Les, we just, before we started interviewing you, we played the song Bring Down Babylon, and I guess we want to hear to about the background to this song, or even some of your other songs that we might potentially play afterwards.
Yeah, so Bring Down Babylon basically is in a similar tradition to what you might hear people like Bob Marley sing about. It's about those systems of corruption and oppression that hold people down. So, systems of greed, racism, sexism, and homophobia, transphobia. And I think basically I wanted a song that I could sing that made me feel good and connected with, those of us who resist oppression. I think social movements really do benefit from having a kind of soundtrack. Not that I'm sort of claiming that this is the soundtrack, but it's in that sort of gospel idiom as well. And I got some great help with backing vocals in this song from a gospel singer by the name of Sakari Greenwood, who's based in Los Angeles. And I think it has a lot of that sound that was so important to things like the civil rights movement, where the black church, for example, gave that sense of spiritual sustenance to the struggle and just that energy to keep going in the face of adversity. So, Babylon is everything that I guess we would agree is wrong in this world, and we need to fight that.
Yeah, definitely. Les, I was watching a video of, it's called Behind the Making of All My Friends Are Superstars, your album, and on it you spoke about the role of music and what that means to you. Can you share this with listeners?
So, there is a little bit of a video on my YouTube channel that was shot on the day when we went into Newmarket Studios in North Melbourne to record the title track for the album. This was the last song that was written for the album, and it's basically a celebration of my music community, and I guess I've been pretty deeply involved for quite a long time now through running things like the Unpaved Songwriter Sessions, where that started back in 2013. I'd invite six different original singer-songwriters to perform in the round style, sharing their songs and stories and so on. And doing something like that, you really do get to know a lot of different people. And you see the art and the creativity and the energy that they bring, and you form friendships, and you see all these new friendships, new bands, new projects that come out of that as well. So it's a really inspiring part of my life. And I think, you know, this is living culture. Yeah, it's something that I really, really value. The song also goes into a particular verse about what music means to me and my dad, who has very advanced dementia at this stage. And music and singing songs together is the one way that we're able to really communicate on an emotional level. Mm-hmm. So, you know, music, it does sort of transcend in many ways. It occupies a space in our memories and in our minds that is very, very permanent and powerful.
Yeah, and
thanks for sharing that, Les, with us.
And I guess you've been campaigning for refugee rights for many years, and you'll be performing at the refugee rally this Sunday. And can you talk a bit about the rally and why we need to strengthen the refugee movement?
Yeah, it has been an awfully long time, and that really, really saddens me. Since at least the introduction of mandatory detention, I've been kind of marching with my comrades and writing articles. It's more recently that, you know, the music side has come into effect since 2013 because of Trevor Grant specifically, who many of your listeners hopefully know. He was a great refugee advocate. Mm-hmm. But I think events like Sunday's protests are so important for highlighting the ongoing denial of basic human rights. The fact that you've got so many people, 10,000 people left in limbo, also, you know, bringing to attention all of these secretive deals that the Australian government tries to get away with relatively very, very poor countries like Papua New Guinea. It's a gross obscenity, and as we know, abuse thrives in secrecy. So I think, you know, being at rallies like this is about bearing witness and about really highlighting what is actually going on and expressing our solidarity with those people who are still detained or who are living in a situation that is extremely difficult with no certainty and no security in their lives.
Yeah, we want to thank you, Les, for not just coming on the show, but, you know, thanks for your tireless work as an activist, because music is very important in raising awareness and raising hope, and your album represents, you know, the importance of collective action, because you did include so many people in the making of it, and I think that's quite powerful, makes your music meaningful for everyone. Everyone can relate to it, so...
Thanks, Chloe. I appreciate that. And I feel like, you know, nothing can be achieved individually. Like, this record might have my name on it. I don't work in isolation. I'm very grateful for all the support that I have, the many, many people who I walk with in these campaigns or projects. You know, I think, it's a matter of the work of... thousands and millions that change things ultimately, you know.
Yeah, so, definitely.
Yeah, it's not a big deal for me to make my contribution how I can, and I encourage everybody else to do the same.
Great, Les. And anyone who is not familiar with Les Thomas's music, we encourage you to have a listen. I think anyone who is working hard to build people's movements for change will enjoy listening to the lyrics. And before we wrap up, is there anything else you'd like to tell listeners, Les?
So if listeners do get a chance today to check out the new music, I would absolutely love that. Sharing is caring, as they say. So, yeah, if you Google Les Thomas and also Bandcamp, you're most likely to find all my friends are superstars. I'm all over social media, and I'm keen, basically, yeah, to reach new listeners and to, you know, spread the word and it's all about getting it out there, and hopefully I'll see a bunch of you on Sunday at the rally in support of refugees. I think, you know, we need to form like-minded groups of people and see what we can do together. I think the people who support my music, you know, are basically similar to me, and yeah, we can let's build a great rally and share some music.
That sounds great, Les, and we'll be there at the refugee rally, 2 p.m. State Library. So we'll see you at the rally.
Wonderful. Okay, take care, and solidarity to all the listeners, and can't wait to see you on Sunday. Cheers.
Cheers, solidarity, Les. You were just listening to Les Thomas, who is an activist and musician based here in Nam, and talking about his new album, All My Friends Are Superstars, and that's being launched right now. There's actual launch taking place at 3 p.m. Sunday on October 29th, and we'll have a link to the event when we podcast this show. We'll be back after a short break, so stay tuned for more Green Left on 3CR.